Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Woo, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenksus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to the episode, everybody. How are we doing? When we last left our intrepid scoundrels, they had made their way onto the Hutt frigate, the Memory of Varl, to rob, perhaps, or Baha the Hutt, maybe even kill him and take a ship. We haven't figured that out yet. But also to take care of Inquisitor Spire and maybe some of his, you know, sort of lackeys that have been dogging you the entire time. You had sort of inveigled your way onto the ship, working as roadies for our dear friend Cy Snoodles. And just for fun, I grabbed a picture of Cy Snoodles so everyone can see Cy Snoodles, because we love her.
So
she's the entertainment for the party, the big party that Baha the Hutt was throwing aboard his sort of luxury frigate, right? And you sort of, you know, Zeke's good old friends with her, and she was like, darling, of course, she loves it. She's kind of in the crime too, you know. She's a singer and a criminal, all that good stuff. A scoundrel in her own right. So she got you aboard where you were just kind of working a little bit sort of backstage in the sort of the main ballroom when you sort of were watching all these other highfalutin crime lords come in. You saw, I'm going to give you some names here that I didn't give you last time. You saw the likes of Lambo the Hutt, who is sort of a big pod racing boss. Back on Tatooine. You see Vendir Nix, a Rodian gun runner who's you know, got all sorts of maybe once in a while, once in a blue moon, you did a job for him way back when. There's Amalkadi Cadhill, a human drug lord now, and more, right? More Hutts, more Rodians, all sorts of criminals of all stripes and sizes. Kind of like a meeting of maybe you could say like a meeting of the 12 families of like the mafia, right? But then as you're sort of thinking about what to do next, you know, what you were going to, how you were going to make sneak down, try to get into onto the bridge or find out some of this other stuff. You know, you're watching all of Baha's sort of Gamorrean crew take out the security of the other crime lords, sort of taking them down, you know, the blasters to the ribs, quick shots dead, maybe some throat slitting, and Baha sort of announcing that everyone here is his honored guest, and that they're going to have a nice long discussion about what to do with all of their goods and wealth and connections, and how he's going to take advantage of that. So you're in a bit, it's a risky situation that you're currently in, but because no one knows that you're there, but at any time, something could go down. You've seen Inquisitor's Spire. You've seen Crossed and Nunji and Lech, the Kowalkian ape lizard, right? They're here too. Bunch of Gamorrean guards, maybe a few droids, some Ugnaughts down in engineering probably. And we're going to just jump right into that action unless anyone has any questions.
I will just say I'm glad we didn't go with be somebody's security ploy.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And so Baha is sort of, you know, we'll say he's mm-hmm. called for Cy to sort of begin the festivities for the most part. There's like still like maybe some drones kind of tootling around giving people drinks and hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. It's a mm-hmm. party, but it's like the worst party possible because everybody who's here as sort of a guest is now know that they cannot leave this party. They are captive here, but yet Baha is treating it like it's a, you know, so, you know, a a festive occasion. And so Sai has gone out and she's beginning to sort of sing. She's got kind of a electronic backup band that's playing her music for her. It's not the Max Rebo band. They've split up earlier on. They're not together right now. But
that sounds like a whole sad record. Story you want to go to an whole other campaign.
That's right. Yeah, well, look, like
we're not here about
the Max Rebo band.
We're not here for why Sai Snoodles isn't with the Max Rebo band. We're here for Heistin.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Mm-hmm.
Is this taking place on the deck that has the force shield, that were the force shield removed, everyone would just float into space?
No, but it's in basically the spot directly behind it, right? It's inside the big sort of ballroom where there are a couple doors that lead out into that sort of force field deck.
Okay.
Which is you know, they're doors, they're closed doors. They're like patio doors. They can be open and closed. And I guess there's maybe even a small bit of airlock there, but like for the most part people can go in and out pretty frequently. But like if you were to turn off that force field, it wouldn't kill everyone in this ballroom, right? Because there'd be precautions against that.
Okay. Does the ship have internal security measures like turrets or anything like that would suppress invaders or borders?
You did some research beforehand. I think you looked a little bit. This is a sort of, I think you would know that, yeah, there would probably be some internal security. It's not currently like on here in the ballroom.
Right.
And we should probably say that Baha has told everyone that communications to any of the other crime lord ships have been cut off. Right now you're in sort of a locked in dampening field situation. Mm-hmm. You can't get any comms out, but in here, most likely, there's probably maybe, turrets would be turned on in the case of a major emergency, right?
Right.
Right now, they'd be hidden away, sort of, right? Baha would most likely rely a bit on his Gamorrean guards to take care of things internally first before we did the automated security, because that would fire on everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking it might be useful to access those systems and see if we can use them to our advantage.
If you want to start tinkering with the systems of the memory of Varl, we can get on that. How do you want to go about doing that? Do you want to?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't want to do that from here in the ballroom. This isn't the right place for it, and everyone would be watching. So
you guys are kind of behind some like crates. You're like kind of backstage, not
right.
In full view of everything. Although you can kind of look out and see what's going on. So you're not in full view of everything, but people aren't paying attention to you at all, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, maybe there would there be any sort of panels here that you could probably open to get? Maybe not. Maybe you'd want to get a little somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm thinking somewhere else. Either bridge or engineering is what I'm thinking. Do you guys have any thoughts?
Whew. Well, I want to keep in mind that ultimately we want this ship to be ours. I think that's one of the goals we talked about. So we don't want to do stuff that's going to wreck it up too much. You're not going to do anything that's going to take the security like out or destroy it or wreck the interior of the ship, right? You just want to make sure we can turn it to our advantage.
Exactly. Use it for us.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking engineering. Probably less well guarded than a bridge.
Definitely.
Okay.
Although I wonder who's running the ship with Bauhaus the Hutt right here.
Baha the Hutt. Thank you very much.
Baha the Hutt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Baha Blast the Hutt. Don't worry.
He wears black eyeliner.
Don't forget, you know that he has a sort of a droid majordomo who is probably maybe on the bridge or something like that. You haven't seen him around that much. Maybe you saw him sort of taking, letting everyone into the ballroom when everyone was arriving, but you haven't seen him since the sort of coup that's occurred.
Well, okay. I want to see what the bridge situation is. So maybe if you're going to slip out, and you're going to break down to the engineering, maybe I'll break up to the bridge and see what it's like up there.
Or we could go together. I could go to the bridge and try things from there.
Yeah, why don't we try? If you're willing, let's check out the bridge.
Yeah, okay, let's do.
Okay. I am going to need basically some sort of skull. Like, you're going to quietly make your way through the halls, right? Making sure you're not caught by a group. Because you're just... I mean, I assume you're all going together. Please, if you want to split up, go for it. And B, you know, you're just a bunch of mooks roadies to the crew of the ship. So they're probably not expecting you to be walking around. So let's have a sort of, if everyone's going, let's have us a group skulk check.
Mm, okay.
How does that work?
Someone's going to need to agree to lead that. And that's going to be the person who takes stress, depending on who fails and who succeeds. Okay. And everyone else is just going to roll their skulk. And whoever, the highest success is the success for the group. Anyone mm-hmm. who fails causes one stress to the leader.
Oh, I'm happy to be the leader is my idea.
Sure. Okay. Great. Okay.
How's your skulk?
Terrible.
Well,
I'm a huge dude.
It doesn't matter because you're all doing it together.
Maybe I should do it.
I'll follow your lead.
Okay. But it doesn't matter
who
leads. They just are the one that takes stress if people fail.
That's true. That's true.
Who wants to be the one to take stress? Up to 5 stress.
I'll be the one to take it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Here it comes.
So this is risky standard skulk rolls for everybody. And if you don't have any dots in skulk, it's going to be, you're rolling 2 and taking the lesser of the 2. This is ones you can spend stress to give yourself a dice for, or spend a gambit to give yourself a die if you don't have any die at all. That might be a good idea.
Huh.
I have no die at all. May I please spend a gambit?
Yes, please. 5. That's not bad.
That's good.
4 is not terrible, right?
Yeah.
4, I mean, it's a success. Look at that. Thanks to BC. Okay, so
4.
All of you succeeded at the very minimum, right? Mm-hmm. Like you got a 4 or higher. No one failed. And everyone rolled, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Down there. So whatever's going on, right? The intention aboard the ship is all on the ballroom. All those crime lords, Baha's, are there, discussing. I put that in finger quotes for everyone who can't see matters of crime and whatnot with them. So it's pretty clear, smooth going, right? You know, maybe there's a couple of times where you got to duck a little bit into a doorway as one of those little beeper droids kind of zooms by, or some Gamorreans just sort of wander by, right? And you get a good, It's sort of basically sort of not too far from the ballroom. That would probably be something that would have been a better way to decide. The engineer is going to be a little further away from the ballroom than the bridge. Ah. So you have to go up a little bit towards sort of where that antenna is on the ship here. That sort of mm-hmm. central spine of the ship is the bridge. And you get a good look at, some of the interior hallways. Standard Star Wars hallway looks, right? You kind of metal, nice, clean lines and whatnot. It looks, nice. And you get to the sort of the doorway that will lead into the bridge, and you can kind of like peek in a little bit. Peeking in, you see that Baha's sort of droid major Jomo, who is named ODX-200. Once again, I will show you the art of this fella. They've got kind of an old sort of a High Republic look, whether or not this is an actual High Republic droid or just a droid that's been given a sort of High Republic looking frame, you're not sure. But they are there sort of like directing a few other droids who are operating the bridge of the ship, essentially, right? They are occasionally tweaking dials on consoles or flipping switches. It seems like you're not going through hyperspace. There's not a whole lot of calculations that they made. The ship is just kind of in orbit right now, and so not much needs to be done. All told, there's probably about 4 droids on this bridge right now. It seems it's kind of automated almost.
Well, that's substantially less trouble than I was expecting.
Yeah. I think we can do this.
What is it that you're going to do?
Good question.
I'll pull out a big weapon and shout, "All you droids, hit the floor and stay quiet, or I'll take you apart piece by piece."
All right. So walking inside, I assume, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of weapon? Are we talking like a big, like, you have a club, or something?
I have, yeah, heavy loadout. So it's probably some great big piece of, tool a roadie would use. Something like a wrench that needs to heat stuff up. So I click like a little flame coming out the top of it or whatever. Like
some All right,
big,
okay.
Some big fire wrench looking ominous thing.
A plasma wrench.
Yeah,
that's always fun. Put plasma in front of it. All right. That seems like that's a command that you're giving them.
Yeah.
Seems like.
All right. I'm going to call this is risky to do. And because normally I would say limited effect because they're pretty loyal, but with the wrench, it's going to bump that back to standard. So the size of the wrench, basically.
All right. Risky standard. Now, I took no stress for sneaking, even though I expected to. So I'm going to go ahead and push myself. I'm going to take two stress to add a die.
I'm going to help out, too. I'm going to pull out a big, heavy blaster.
You got a blaster, too? Great, great, great.
I will pull out a blaster as well.
That's plus two dice?
Plus two, right? As long as John spends the stress, that's an extra dice. Yep.
Sweet. All right. How about that?
Wowzers. That's a double six. So that is a critical success. You didn't spend a gambit.
I did not spend a gambit.
So you earn a gambit as well.
Nice.
By doing it with increased effect. And increased effect means this is with great effect. So you come in, the five of you burst in, some of you weapons drawn, and Jinxus shouts, down on the ground. And all the robot, ODX kind of looks at you, his sort of, mechanical pupils kind of like dilate real big, and immediately throws his hands up. The other droids just sort of, a lot of them are kind of like, there's like at least one like R2 unit, so they don't really have hands to throw up. But for the most part, they kind of like step, sort of like ODX kind of tells them to, yes, do what the gentleman says. They all kind of step away from their consoles and surrender. Essentially.
Excellent.
Awesome.
The bridge is ours, gentlemen.
Good.
Yes.
What do you do with it?
I'm going to gesture all of the droids into storage closet or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You can get them in there. There's like even where they sleep, maybe. Like real small closet.
Make sure they have no comm units with them, though.
That's right. Well, who knows what they've got on the insides, but to the extent they have any comm units externally, I don't let them touch them or get near them.
You would imagine that for the most part, like in Star Wars-ness of it all is that they're externally on the bridge consoles and or the little microphones you would have to pick up to talking to that. So they don't have anything on them or in them.
Or in the room.
Well, put it in the
there's in the room.
But not the storage closet.
Not the storage closet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The storage closet.
Yeah.
I put them in the storage closet, close the storage closet, and then use my plasma wrench to hit the panel so that it sparks and won't open.
Yeah, great. Nice. Right, they're locked in there.
I'm going to start accessing systems then.
Okay. What is your intent? What do you want to get out of all of this?
Well, as I stated before, I'm going to try and take over the internal security systems to be able to be used to suppress anyone who's going to try and come after us.
To come after us through the security systems, because Baja's got a ton of Gamorrean guards and the people that turned on the crime boss security forces.
Right, but we should be able to get access over doors to lock them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that. Any like laser net arrays for protecting things might be able to turn them on, decompress certain rooms and stuff.
Yep.
So, I'm thinking that's the kind of thing we need to do. Now, we had told our friend, the singer, to look out for our signal and be ready to skedaddle.
Sure, yeah. Now, that would have been an ideal situation where she would have been able to flee easily. It's going to be a little more difficult for her to, get back to... I believe you guys took the Intrepid as the sort of roadie, as the sort of tour bus, right? And, and docked and sort of that. That is... probably at least nearby, if not still docked with the frigate here. most likely probably not stay Duck. You know, you send someone off and with Wyndham, to sort of fly nearby. But so that's good. It's going to be a little trickier for her to just sort of walk away because of the heightened security of the ballroom now that all these crime lords are being held hostage, mm-hmm. right? She's kind of also being sort of partially, not exactly held hostage, but within view of everybody.
What happens if we maybe figure out the dampening field or whatever it is?
Communications dampening field?
Yeah.
No, the weapons dampening field.
Oh, right. Forgot about that.
Yeah. There's also a lot of security aboard on this ship, right? So there's a lot of things you're going to have to figure out. I am going to, if you want like full, complete control over everything, mm-hmm. that's going to be a clock.
Okay.
Which you'll have to fill up over the course of several rolls, and time will pass and things will happen as time passes.
Okay.
Let me add a clock now, as a matter of fact. If that's what you want.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, ultimately, that would be the goal, but I don't know if we've got the time to go for everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe we pick our fights with that.
So I think ship's gravity is important. Because with the weapons dampening field, basically only thing that was really going to be working would be like handheld type melee weapons.
Uh-huh.
So if the Gamorreans there can't basically use those anymore because they are in zero gravity, that kind of takes away some of that threat.
I see you're thinking, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you think that should be the first?
Well, I'm just trying to think what section, what things we might want to do.
Right.
Doors for locking them down.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Locking and unlocking.
The advantage of doors is that if we can get a message to Cy Snoodles to head towards a door, we open it long enough for her to step through, close it right behind her, and then we've kept everybody inside.
Yeah.
And then any type of surveillance we need it maintain control over to cut them off and make sure that only we can see it.
Right.
So here's what I'm putting a clock up. It's a 10 segment clock to have control. The thing is though, if you want to do each time you succeed and you get some segments on this clock, mm-hmm. we'll say that you have control over something specific. Like something specific. If you want to say, let's get the gravity first, make that roll, gets you a couple wedges, then yeah, you have the control over the gravity. You know what I mean? So you don't need to fill up this clock, only if you want to have complete and utter narrative control over the ship.
All right.
All right. Let's start with doors.
Okay. Start with doors. And is this going to be a rig roll?
It's going to be rig. Hack. Rig or hack, yeah. That's a good point.
I would prefer rig.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I can see you're doing it in sort of the mechanical aspects of the ship, right?
I can do hack, first one, rig is better.
This first rig roll is going to be controlled.
Okay.
Let's say standard effect for this first one.
Okay. Oh, so it's okay. So controlled.
It's controlled, meaning that if you fail this roll, you can kind of take a step back and say, "Wait, never mind. I don't want that terrible consequence to happen." Right.
Okay.
It's just that you have time. You've critically succeeded at sort of taking over the bridge. So you've got a little time for anyone even thinks about noticing something.
Okay. Do we want to use like a gambit or anything like that?
With the controlled, then you probably got three going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, controlled gives us the opportunity to conserve on that and.
Or try again.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
So I'll just roll it straight.
We trust you.
Okay.
No way you'll have three ones again.
No, that's Astronomically unlikely. Here we go. I got a four.
That's
not
four.
A single one.
Not a single one.
Not a single one, but not a six. Full success either. A partial success.
True. However, I have Tinker, which means when I'm working on a clock with a rig or hack or study, I get plus one segment.
That's right.
Whatever I would get.
Is that all the time or just in downtime? Does it say? I can't remember.
It does not say downtime.
Okay, yeah, then it's all times. Right. We've done this before. We've used it before. Okay, so.
Yep.
So it's a sort of a, normally that would be one, your thing, you tinker with it, you get a second one here.
Okay.
And, well, you have partial control over some doors, right? The tricky thing is, is that in this sort of mostly droid controlled setup, it's not really super clear that, like, there's not like a map of the ship and with lights on it that you can be like this door. It is all kind of done in sort of not quite binary exactly, but just sort of done in a way that would make sense to a droid mind, but not necessarily to. I mean, you've sort of sussed it out. You know which bits are going to control the doors, but you're not going to be 100% sure, or maybe quickly figuring out which door you want to open or close. Does that make sense? Because you don't have you don't have an exact like address, you know, sort of like port for every single door. You just kind of have some general ideas. Oh, these doors are in engineering, and I can open. You could just say I can just open and shut all doors in engineering with a press of a button. If I want to get specific doors in engineering, I might make you like roll for that, basically.
Okay. Let's keep going.
While you're thinking about that,
sure.
I want to ask the rest of the group, what are you doing, and is anyone keeping an eye out?
Oh, I'll keep an eye out. Yeah,
some of you are keeping some eyes out. You, as you're sort of keeping an eye out on the hallway, you spot crossed the Trandoshan from way back in the first few episodes, sort of making his way down the hallway. He might be heading in your direction. I mean, he's heading in your direction. He might be coming to the bridge or he might not be. It's difficult to tell. Whew. I'm just kind of dangling that over your heads right now.
I'm going to lay a trap for him.
Smart.
Nice. All right. Nice.
What does that mean?
That means I will hide and when he apparently comes to the bridge, I will shoot first.
Okay, so you want to ambush him if he gets close, too close. If it looks like he's heading your way.
The Han Gambit.
That is the Han Gambit.
Right. The Han Gambit.
I'd recommend you whack him over the head first, though, instead of shoot, because the guns aren't working right now.
Oh, right? I thought that was just in certain areas, but yeah.
Oh, I assumed it was the whole thing.
I don't know. Because he bent blasters to certain parts of bodies too. So,
yeah, I did say that a little bit. The it's possible that there, but it's possible that the Gamorrean guards' weapons have exceptions to the weapon dampeners, right? They have certain weapons. If you can get their weapon, good. Does shoot first specifically just for shooting?
Attack from hiding or spring attack, spring a trap.
So that would just be any scrapping. Yes. I would imagine. Yeah. So. If you want to, it's going to help anyway. So are you doing this like inside the bridge? You want to like sneak out of the bridge a little bit and kind of like hide around the corner. And then when he gets a little bit close, just grab him, bop him.
That's what I'm thinking, you know, so be kind of observing him outside the bridge. So if it appears that he's going to be coming that way, then I'm going to bap him.
Okay. Let's do that because it's more interesting that you do something if he gets too close, right?
Yes.
So he's getting there. He doesn't look like he's in a rush or in a hurry or anything. It doesn't look like he's alarmed in any way yet. He just seems to be heading to the bridge to maybe talk to ODX or just for something else. Maybe it's a shift on the bridge. Who knows? But he's heading in that. He's in that. So let's have that scrap roll.
All right.
You kind of jump out. It is risky because he could get at you, but it's standard effect because you're doing it from hiding and you get the the is it a plus one, or you just get more better effect?
I get an extra. So something. Every time I close my thing, I had added a thing to scrap. Every time I close it, it disappears. I don't know
why. My foundry does not like you.
It doesn't like me in particular.
And you saving things.
Right. And like the stress I added, it went away. So it's kind of weird. Okay. I will scrap. I'll add. I push it. It's giving me a base die of one die. It's only giving me one die total. I have two dots.
Well, again, it looks like it says you only have one dot to me.
Okay, how do I fix this? What do I do?
Open the thing again. Put the dot back in, and then hit the button. Try to keep your character sheet open. I guess I don't know, so it doesn't revert.
I've been having to tell it to save each time. I don't know if you've been doing that.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where's the save button.
It's up. Under sheet, I think. Yeah. Sheet with a little gear next to it.
Those are technically the configuration, but yeah.
Okay.
It works.
It's still, when I click on it, it still gives me one base dice.
Well,
all right, try again.
Oh, now I got two. All right. Okay. So I get an extra die. Mm-hmm. So I got three, and I'm going to... How many gammas do we have?
Wait, now you have three.
Three. I'm not going to use a gambit yet. I don't think we need
one. All right. Okay.
I'm going to roll. And I got two sixes.
Excellent. That's amazing.
All right. We didn't spend a gambit, so we get a gambit.
Another gambit.
We got four. He's just completely unaware. You catch him completely surprise. He steps in, and before he even registers the fact that Duncan is at the aisle of the consoles, you're behind him, knocking him unconscious. Boom.
All right. Tie this sucker up. And does this weapon have anything special on it to make it work in this zero weapon thing?
He's got basically a regular blaster. Not a heavy blaster, but a regular blaster that it's got some sort of device on it.
Okay. Can we take the device off it?
Chip. Well, that was going to be a roll.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Maybe I'll just use this blaster then.
Okay, fair enough.
So question. Is my lightsaber also...
No, you can use your lightsaber. It's not affected by it. It's sort of like if you. I think what John said. It looks like it's mostly just the energy weapons. Range type energy weapons. Like if you had a vibro axe or something, like that, you could use it. So, and it doesn't seem to be sophisticated enough to dampen lightsabers because who uses those?
Right,
it's a weapon from an antiquated time or whatever.
Yep.
Ancient weapons and hokey religions, right?
All
right, shall we do another rig to continue to try to get control?
Excellent. One second here. I will set that up.
Can I spend a stress to help him with hack?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what you don't have to have anything specific to help anyone. You're just I want to help. You can narratively you say, I'm gonna use my, hacking or whatever. It's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to add one die to that.
Sure.
Okay. And here we go.
Six.
There's a six.
There we go.
All right. You didn't spend a gambit, so you get a gambit, because that was risky. I didn't say, but it was basically risky. At this point, you're sort of in the system. Maybe you might set up an alarm or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You went out to five gambits. That's going to be another couple of ticks.
Okay, and remember I get that extra one.
Yep, it's three now, so you're at five total. Be two normally for getting a success. What was the second set of systems that you were sort of going for this?
That was great.
Maybe go for surveillance, but basically so you can kind of have a better idea of what's going on. Yeah,
surveillance.
Elsewhere.
I'm thinking surveillance, yeah.
Okay. There are what would be the sort of essentially grainy camera feeds. And mostly what you have is the essentially a life signs indicator aboard the ship. So you know where people are on the ship. And with some grainy camera feeds, you can kind of suss out of these are huts and these are Rodians or whatever. But for the most part, it's just sort of like little blips on a sort of, again, not an actual, it's not like a map as you would be able to visualize it with your brain. It's more of a sort of a, almost, you know, a computer flow chart that you have to kind of like basically suss out. But now you've got that, you've got enough information to figure out, oh, I know over here in this clump is in, you know, engineering, and there seems to be about a dozen life signs down here kind of moving around a little bit, and with a bit of a grainy camera footage, you can see you've got like a dozen sort of Ugnaughts sort of just generally doing engineering stuff, and some Gamorreans sort of wandering about.
Hashtag Ugnaught things.
Hashtag Ugnaught problems. Great. What is interesting as you're checking this out, you can sense that a life sign, some fashion, has been sort of like is now on that sort of veranda deck, right? And as you're sort of curious about that, maybe getting a little bit of a from the ballroom, getting a little bit of a grainy camera feed, mm-hmm. of a Gamorrean taking basically one of these Rodian crime bosses and kind of like shoving him through the door out there. Shutting it behind him. And as you watch, and then going to like a panel on the wall next to the door and clicking it a little bit. And as you're sort of paying attention, that life sign blinks out.
Whoa. Yep.
They shut off the force field and send him out to space.
Okay. Wait, so are they pushing the crime lords out into space?
Possibly that could have been. Yeah. It seems like whatever, you know, you're not getting any like sound on this camera, uh-huh. you know, so you don't know exactly what's going on. You're just going to get a little bit of movement and it's all sort of grainy black and white.
Yeah.
But you know, it does look like he was forcibly pushed into that veranda and then I guess spaced.
I can sort of imagine a whole, this is what I want you to do, or you go out on the veranda. So yeah.
Or he was caught double dipping, you know.
Could be. Yep. Who knows?
Oh, dare you.
There a way I could maybe study, because I'm not really mm-hmm. doing a whole lot in this scenario.
Sure.
Somehow either study the pictures, images to mm-hmm. glean some information.
Do you want information about what just specifically happened, or do you want just sort of some general idea of what's going on?
Well, I know we have a general idea of what's going on.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm sure the picture's too grainy to be able to get like codes off of the whatever he punched in.
Sure. Yeah. It didn't look like it was that sophisticated, probably. It's, you know,
right.
just a couple
1111. Okay.
Right. Do you want to be like looking
I'm
for someone?
To contribute,
I know there are a few
basically.
More people. I mean, it's a great idea. I want you to roll the study. I'm just trying to figure out what you want to get out of it. Like, for instance, you don't know where Inquisitor Spire is on the ship yet.
Yeah.
Or possibly where, you know, that big Quokkian lizard ape is. So, like, yeah, I think if you want to look for certain people, you can do that.
Watching those more specifically, because you guys have got a lot of things. You still hacking the system, whatever. Mm-hmm. Looking for threats coming our way. But then also mm-hmm. trying to pinpoint, you know, while I'm doing that, pinpoint certain individuals if I can make them out from the others, including the singer as well.
Oh, yeah. Size noodles. Okay, great.
Probably ahead of time gave them a comm unit, but we know that doesn't work in here anymore. So.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing. Why don't you give me a study? I'm also going to call this controlled. You guys are not in any real danger right now. Mm-hmm. Standard effect.
Five's good.
Partial.
Right. Yep. Partial. It's good. So you're able to kind of like, you know, have some idea of a little bit more about like who's, you know, who exactly is in the ballroom and, you know, what might be going on. And you're keeping an eye out. You can spot using the footage and the sort of life sign map that you have. Twi'lek,
I'm a doctor. I know life signs.
And you're a doctor. The Twi'lek bartender is still tending bar. She's still in the ballroom. You're able to see that Letch, the Quokkian ape lizard, is basically he's off sort of near where all of the ships would dock and lead in. It's kind of like not quite a cargo bay, not quite a shuttle bay, but basically like the main airlock of the ship. He's kind of like patrolling that area, kind of moving back and forth. And you know where obviously Baha the Hutt is on the thing, is in the ballroom. You cannot find any Zabrak life signs. And that's Inquisitor Spire, by the way. He's a Zabrak, just to remind you. Either he's masking them or he's not on the ship.
Okay, I'll relay that information.
Okay.
For what it's worth.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Someone had to say it.
What is that interesting smell?
Okay. Mark, do you want to make another rig unless anyone else wants to do anything? Jump
sure.
in and do a little something?
Yeah.
And right.
So now I'll, we're look. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, I'll take a stress to help out while I'm doing this, maybe giving you some guidance on.
Okay.
Okay, great.
So I'm taking a plus one for that.
Risky standard.
Risky standard.
Risky standard.
Okay. And here we go.
All right, great.
Five.
Another five.
Partial success.
Two more dots. Two more wedges. Leaving you at 7 of 10.
All right.
Okay. I'm just sort of thinking about what could go wrong here. Okay. So what you're looking at, this one trying to get a control of gravity, control of the weapon security, get control of something else. What do you want? The engines? What do you want to get control of?
Let's do gravity.
Okay. Why not? Let's call this full control. You can now kind of like, you know, in the Star Wars universe, there's not like a ton of like zero gravity things that like happen. So we don't really talk about artificial gravity aboard the ships. But you can sort of adjust it a little bit in here. If needed, it is going to be for you essentially like an all or nothing proposition. You're either going to do it for the entire ship or not at all. There's not enough fine control over corridors or rooms or anything like that. You can either just sort of like essentially sort of slow down the, you know, I guess if we were thinking about this in the scientific terms, I guess the ship is kind of slightly spinning and whatever, and that's causing artificial gravity. If you could like slow down or speed that up, you can increase or decrease, but again, it'll be the whole ship.
And okay.
Whether or not that will be good enough for you or not.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a last ditch effort kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, if you turn off the gravity, and then we have the ability to open the doors out to the outside, then, I mean, there's literally nothing stopping them from being sucked out. There's no gravity to hold them.
Mm-hmm. To grab onto something.
Yeah.
Hope for the best. Yeah.
I mean, so that's if we're just going to flush the whole crime syndicate. then that's fine, but that you didn't hear that coming from me.
Well, we don't want to flush Jedi Snoodles. That's the issue.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to get her out first.
Right.
Is there a way that we can, I mean, the other option we can do is raise the comms and tell all those ships out there that
what happens?
Yeah, that something's just happened and that they should try to come in.
We do that, though, then they're gonna want to take the prize from us.
Well, you know, at the very least, all hell is going to break loose.
Yeah.
Whether or not you want to use that as any kind of cover or whatever to do something else.
But then we have a whole bunch of crime lords that owe us from getting them out of the pickle.
Which is good. Yeah, that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, so I'm toying with the idea of using a tune to see if I can detect the Inquisitor, But given the fact that I've had a pretty crappy bunch of interactions with him that were completely unplanned, I think I'd be at a disadvantage there.
Well, that was, I mean, no, I'm not going to call it a disadvantage. I mean, it just gives me narrative license when I need a complication to say, you've done all this other stuff before. Like you've had, those were all complications from you kind of overindulging. During downtime. But there's nothing to say that you could easily, I mean, not easily, but you could succeed at putting, you know, maybe you've learned enough to like, I know how to make sure that he doesn't see me, but I can maybe try to sense him. But then again, you know, partial successes happen all the time. So,
yeah.
And that just, look, I'm going to tell you this, Tim, something is going to happen with this guy either way, whether or not you want it to happen. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to just sort of randomly say he shows up. Maybe, I don't know. Or the result of someone else's sort of partial success.
You're going to get you somewhere.
What we're gonna get you somewhere. Do you want to just sort of like, I mean, seems to me though, like with no clear indication of where he is, that's gonna set Rail on edge, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, he's supposed to be here, and maybe you even sort of caught a glimpse of him earlier, or got out of a feeling about it, but now he's just sort of like invisible. That can't be great.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to make an attune roll.
Yep. Okay. We'll push the narrative.
Push the narrative forward, exactly. Risky standard, though, for all the reasons we sort of know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to push yourself to get an extra die, do you want a devil's bargain, an extra die from me?
We have.
Could use one of those gambits we've been piling up.
You got a pile of gambits, too.
I think I use a gambit.
All right, pile up those gambits. All right.
Okay, I'll use a gambit. This only gives me 4 dice.
Focus.
Okay. And
that's what we love. Yep. That's the thing. Wait, no.
Yeah.
4. Partial success. Partial success.
Boy, yikes.
This is I feel slightly guilty for pressuring you into this because but not really, because this gives me the opportunity to know, like, you know where he is. The problem is that he is very close and getting closer to the bridge in a way that makes you think that he suspects something is wrong. This isn't fully a desperate situation yet, but this is just more of that information that you know that he knows that there might be something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that he is going to be here soon.
Very soon. And I let everybody know. Inquisitor is on his way. If you have anything you can do to slow him down.
Like one of those great ambushes.
Like, yeah.
Or a door.
Or get the weapons online. So we can.
That'll be my next roll.
All right, let's do it.
Do you want to try the doors in this area first?
That's a good question.
A door will slow him down.
Yeah, doors, close all the doors is going to slow him down, right?
It will.
Yeah, we can do that.
Might not stop him.
I will say that you start flipping some switches so that the doors in this sort of the bridge area are closed and essentially locked, right? That you
sort of
lock them down, right?
Right. Yeah. If we get several, he can only walk through one or two. One does not simply walk through more doors.
Wrong. Fandom.
I'm voluntarily going out onto that deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, just turn off the gravity and float away.
Mm-hmm. But while, you know, though, Mark, you also want to try to get do another rig check here to see if you can't get full control of the ship.
Sure do.
Let's see if we need any more.
We're still risky standard?
Still risky standard, yeah.
Okay. And I'll push myself.
All right, take 2.
Use a gambit, man.
Oh, actually, yeah, gambit. That's a good idea.
You could do both if you really wanted to.
I mean, you can do both for 2 extra dice.
I could do that.
That's up to you. But gambit spent, we'll say.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah, pushing myself, 2 extra dice, and there we go. Boom. There's a 6. Right.
There we are.
Success.
I always assume the highest number is the last thing you added.
Yes.
I do. That's like a psychological thing, because I do that with everything.
Yeah. Otherwise, okay. It's sad that, you know, it was the first one and you spent all
the time.
That's
right. Yeah.
Look, you never know. So normally that would be two, but with your ability, that's three. So that actually gets you up to complete control. You Excellent. Now have basically some control over the security systems. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of them that you can use if you like when the time comes. You can sort of like certain hallways, you can just kind of electrify. As a sort of nice. Way to sort of like passively shock everyone in it. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's pretty good at knocking people out. There are a couple laser turrets. One sort of does guard the bridge, and there are a couple more sort of near the big sort of airlock cargo bay situation.
Okay.
You know also that there is in the ballroom, as you've sort of pulling all these up through the going through the files.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Bajas set up something slightly insidious in there? There are what's the word? There's vibro wire, not monofilament wire.
Yeah.
That can kind of that with a again sort of like a push of a button could like ricochet through the ballroom.
Wow. And
kind of like, you know, chopping heads off essentially. Uh-huh. The general head height. Again, it seems like that's a big last resort kind of situation. But
now, if I'm remembering correctly, isn't Cy Snoodles significantly shorter than a human?
I don't know. I don't have all of her stats up, but she does seem small. It's dangerous to do something like that. I'll tell you that. You know, it's not like okay. I'm not saying it'll definitely kill her, but you know, it's whether or not it's going to be, you know, it's also maybe at hut neck height, which is not necessarily as tall as human neck height.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely sort of like for slicing people up. And if you've seen the movie Ghost Ship, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm. Okay, I've got full control.
All right.
In the process of kind of like getting full control over sort of the systems of the ship, you actually kind of also have, we can also say that if you want to turn off the comms dampener, I won't have your role for that. But also you kind of get an idea of like where Baha has like, you almost get like into his files, let's say, right? Essentially, you know, you kind of like can look a little bit more into his like his financial dealings and all of his holdings and that sort of things, and the goodies that he's got actually on this ship.
Oh yeah, downloading all that.
Download some of that, and there's like physical stuff. He's got physical product.
Sure.
In one of the back sort of rear cargo holds that, mm-hmm. that sort of a secret sort of smuggling cargo hold that you knew to look for, right? That he's
best stuff's got, always like, in the secret hold. You bet.
Yeah, you got to keep that stuff in the secret hold. Lots of sort of illicit goods, sort of like in a weird way, like High Republic stuff, like stuff that he's like smuggled off of other old planets. It looks like mm-hmm. he's got maybe a bit of penchant for that kind of. That's his sort of like his hobby is maybe sort of looking at them. That's why he was maybe again looking for that the planet Lanilia that. You all found, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least the Imperial cache that had the location of that planet nearby. Old antiques and possibly more.
Okay, let everybody know.
Nice.
You can. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
At this point, do we want to take this ship or do we just want to take the stuff? Because everybody's locked down except for the Inquisitor. And we have control, so we can he can clear the way for us while we go take care of the stuff and load it up. I mean, we could rob him blind.
I think you're 100% on the right thinking there, and here's why. As soon as word gets out what Baja the Hutt did, this ship isn't going to be safe no matter where we take it.
That makes sense.
We rob
to me.
Him And then when we leave, we let everybody know what's happening, They come on board, and then we're out. Well, they race,
and we get out in the confusion. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah,
that sounds very more scoundrelly.
Sure, I'm with you.
So, are a lot of you sort of like heading in the direction of the secret cargo hold, or splitting up? Some people staying on board. Now, I will say this. You've got to be on the bridge to activate any of the control that you have over.
Oh boy,
I figured as much.
It's not remotely operable.
Okay. Then yeah, someone's got to stay here.
We appreciate your service and your sacrifice. That's great. Let's go get the stuff.
I want my cut. I'm getting out of here, and I want my cut.
I will say this, Mark. There will be later in the heist, when you guys, you can set some timers on some things if you want to. But like,
that's good.
That is something you need to plan ahead of time. I need to turn these doors open at this mark. These weapons go off at this mark, right? Like, you won't be able to like control like you know, and you won't be able to improvise once you leave the bridge.
Yeah, there'll be presets. Yeah, got it.
Could he have a detonator though for like one final thing that he could manually control?
A detonator for a bomb, yes. Like if you wanted to blow the bridge up, yes.
Oh, I like that idea.
But not like a switch for this is all the airlocks open now. You have to put a timer on it, basically.
What about overload the power core,
and the whole thing explodes?
That would be a way to blow up the ship. And something like that would need to be rigged up in engineering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can blow up the controls on the bridge. Yeah. Or if you want to blow up the power of the ship, you gotta get the engineering for that.
All right. We made our choice in going to the bridge. How about this? Most of us will head towards the goods, try to secure an exit with them, and then you can set the countdown to get the doors open and the gravity off and so on long enough for you to meet us when we leave with all the stuff.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Alrighty.
I do want to point out we kind of need to deal with the Inquisitor, who's probably headed our way.
We're probably even going to just slip right past the Inquisitor. Inquisitor's not even... We're going to be gone before the Inquisitor even gets here.
Yeah, we'll never see him.
You'll never see him. Who's going to the secret cargo hold? Who's staying up on the bridge? And is anyone going to try to get Sice Noodles?
You really should do that.
I'll go get Sice Noodles.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about Sice Noodles when I heard about the cache of goods and my eyeballs rolled back in my head to be replaced by dollar signs like a cartoon character.
Yeah. She's my friend.
Alrighty.
My acquaintance. I'll have to do that.
Well, we have to get her. We have to clear the monkey dude. Because we were not going to be able, we have to get past him. So that's an encounter.
Yeah, he's over the Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a floating Inquisitor that could show up at any moment.
Do the two? So, Rail and Jenksis, and possibly BC going to the secret cargo hold. There's three people, right?
Yep.
But Scott, you can go anywhere else if you want. You know, these two hefties can probably take care of most of what's going on there. But if you want to go with Zeke or stay on the bridge, you tell me. I'm not going to force you to pick one specific thing.
Right. I mean, he's more of a support person there when things go south bad. Than a yeah.
Fair enough.
And information. So you go with the two.
Yeah. So you'll go with the two cargo hold. Go towards cargo hold.
So who's going to that one? That's
Rail and Jenksis.
Rail and
Jenksis. Yep.
Tim and Ron. Okay. Zeke's going to go back to the ballroom to try to get Sice Noodles
right.
Out of there.
One's staying here.
And Mark's staying on the bridge. Duncan's staying on the bridge.
Right.
Do we really want to split up?
Yes.
No,
we cover more ground that way.
I'm just worried about Zeke going to the ballroom where all the crap is happening.
That might be where more support is needed, BC.
Yeah. Might be, yeah.
Well, he's
pretty sneaky, though.
Yeah, I was going to say he's pretty sneaky. All right. Anyhow.
Are you going to be able to get the door open? Do we have comms?
I can help you, I think.
Switch the
BC's,
comms?
BC's got some tech skills, right?
We have cameras, so if we can verify... camera is actually you can see where Zeke needs to go.
I can use hand signals.
Right.
Yeah, you can you could follow him on the camera if need be, if you want to. Yeah, I would say that.
And I can I can clear doors and stuff like that ahead of him, right?
You also can like follow his life sign, right? You have you have that much too. You can kind of like know once he's out there walking around in the corridors, that's Zeke. Maybe if he gets mixed up in the ballroom, you might lose him, but then you can use the cameras too, right? So I think you can figure that out. So
okay.
It's all just a question of Scott, where Scott wants to have fun.
Well, for me, it's a question of BC is where am I needed?
Well, do you think you'll be needed?
We don't know until we get there.
I mean, if you want to hang back at the bridge and wait for someone to say, something, and then run to that, you don't have to commit to one of these three areas in right this second. And all, y'all, don't forget about flashbacks. We haven't actually used too many of them.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But don't forget about them.
Did forget about those.
I maybe not reminded you enough, but there's something to think about. So what do you think, Scott? Do you want to
refresh my memory on flashbacks? That's when you brought something?
I mean, your gear is always sort of flashback-ish, right? You say, I had this all along because now I check it off my thing. But if there's something you wanted to have set up beforehand, like right now, if you're like, if John wanted to be like, before we left, I gave Sai something that'll help her get out right away, or whatever, and then we have that as a flashback, and we will see if that is effective or not, right? So something that, if you want to change the narrative a little bit in the past to help you in the present, you can have a flashback about it.
Well, I have a feeling that Rail is probably going to be focused on. For trouble.
Okay.
Whether you two can handle it or not. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have you go with them. Sound good?
Make sure you lock yourself in, though, in the bridge.
Yeah, right. The three of you. Zeke, you start heading towards the ballroom. And, it's a short distance, so you know where you're headed. You get a little closer to the doors there, the doors you sort of crept out. They're not the main ballroom doors. They're sort of like a servant's entrance sort of ballroom doors that you can kind of kind of duck into. Are you ducking into the ballroom, or do you want to try to, get some attention? Do you want to try to get size attention outside of the ballroom in some fashion? Because you can duck in, no problem. Because you'll be behind sort of curtains, essentially.
Yeah, I'll go in behind, where the roadies normally would be working.
You came out, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and what I'll try to do is I presume she's got a headset. Right when you're singing, right, you have a headset to kind of hear your sound and everything. So what I want to try to do is to get over and basically maybe communicate with her through that.
Sure. You pop in, you kind of sneak in, and you can hear commotion kind of in the ballroom sort of instantly. It does sound like maybe one or two of the crime lords are putting up some kind of fight. There's shouting. There's basically arguing, right? Not quite to the point of fisticuffs or gunfire just yet. It does look like Sai has stopped. Does sound like Sai has stopped singing, but her band is kind of continuing on because it's basically like a DJ loop. It does look sound, and you can hear basically right as you're sort of getting in, Baja the Hutt sort of screaming, shouting over everybody that there will be. He will have order here, and that his order will be the only order. A little chaotic in there. I'll come back to you. The other three of you, as you leave, Duncan, you kind of lock yourself into the bridge. The three of you are heading down sort of back towards the rear of the ship a little bit, towards the secret cargo hold. And as you get a couple through a couple sort of doors, Rail, it just sort of washes over you a little bit, this feeling. And as you're sort of coming to a door that's kind of like the way you're going, this hallway, a pair of lightsabers are slicing a hole in a blast door. They're just finishing slicing this circular hole in a blast door. And as it falls away, you can see Inquisitor Spire there, seeing you, sort of spotting you right away. snapping his two lightsabers into the sort of double lightsaber configuration, and pointing at you and kind of like speaking in a way that's a little bit in your brain, but definitely sort of loud enough for the other two to hear. He points at you and he says, "Well, Jedi, I think it's time we had our final reckoning, don't you?" And that's where we'll end this episode.